the emergency room of Bahrain's largest hospital, straining to cope as the first patients are treated. Doctors battle to save the most seriously ill. This man has a bullet lodged in his brain.
There was a rush of people, injured, casualties. There are hundreds of patients who were brought in the hospital. There are still people who are lying in the roundabout. There are still people who are thrown in the street. We don't know how many patients are there so far. And they've stopped the ambulances from going there again, once again.
For one doctor, the stress was too much. Some patients have clearly been traumatized by what's happened to them. Relatives are angry. This woman says she hopes God will bring down the Khalifa family. The hospital beds are full. These were unarmed protesters who'd been marching peacefully when the military started firing live rounds and tear gas at them.
They fired at us from all sides, using guns, rubber bullets and live ammunition. It came from everywhere, from the air, from the riot police and the air force. They used tear gas, really all kinds of weapons.
Outside the Salmaniyah hospital, crowds began to grow. This had become a place of protest. Down, down, Hamid. A reference to this country's ruler, King Hamid. Hours after the troops opened fire, the injured were still being brought here, to the shock of the crowd. Some of the protesters are already vowing to march again in the coming days. They say the heavy-handed tactics of the authorities will not stop them. Al Jazeera, Bahrain.